Welcome to this custom-tailored deep dive, designed just for you. So our mission today, we're unpacking a brief, but honestly, highly significant industry notice.
Right, yeah. It's a really interesting one.
Yeah, it's about the 2026 Chevrolet Traverse. And our source here is literally just a single specific excerpt regarding a quality control stop sale order.
Which is a phrase that definitely makes people in the industry sit up and pay attention.
Absolutely. Okay, let's unpack this, because a stop sale is a pretty drastic measure, right?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like a head chef suddenly refusing to let a specific dish leave the kitchen.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
Right. Like everything just halts right there before it can ever reach the customer's table.
Exactly. When a major automaker issues one of these, it ripples through their entire system.
But let's look at the exact phrasing in the source, because it specifically says the 2026 Traverse is facing a limited stop sale. So, I mean, that's a key distinction.
It really is. What's fascinating here is that the word limited means this is a highly targeted manufacturing pause.
Okay, so not a total shutdown of everything.
Right, exactly. It's contrasting it with, you know, a massive fleet-wide recall.
Uh-huh.
A limited stop sale indicates a very precise, contained intervention.
Got it. So they catch it early.
Yeah, they might isolate the defect to a highly specific batch of cars built on a single Tuesday, for example. So they freeze just that inventory before the keys ever reach a buyer's hands.
Which is obviously much better than having thousands of angry customers bringing cars back to the dealership 6 months later.
Oh, totally. It's all about containment.
But wait, I need to push back a little here. So what does this all mean? The source just says quality concern?
Yeah, it does.
Isn't that incredibly broad? I mean, are we talking about a minor cosmetic glitch or something much more foundational to the car? Like, what does that actually tell us?
Well, you're right. It is an incredibly broad term. And honestly, automotive companies frequently use that umbrella term, quality concern, as a sort of proactive, cautious measure.
A cautious measure, meaning they don't even know what's wrong yet.
Often, yes. Or they suspect something but need to verify. It's a way to instantly halt distribution while they isolate the exact root cause.
Okay. So it's like buying time.
Exactly. They might need a 48 to 72 hour window, because if they come out and say, hey, we have an engine failure, before they actually verify the facts, I mean, that triggers total market panic.
Right. That would be a PR nightmare.
Huge nightmare. So the vague language stops the pipeline safely while the engineers do the forensic work.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, tying this back to you, the listener, whether you are actively car shopping right now or you're just fascinated by modern manufacturing, it's pretty wild.
It really is an incredible process.
Yeah, just this single sentence about the 2026 Traverse reveals these incredibly strict invisible safety nets, right? And these feedback loops that are operating entirely behind the scenes.
Way before the vehicle ever makes it to the dealership lot.
Exactly. It's a massive hidden machine. But it does leave you with a pretty lingering question, I think, based on how ambiguous the source is.
Oh, what's that?
Well, when a manufacturer uses a highly generalized term like quality concern for a stop sale, does that deliberate lack of transparency actually protect the brand's reputation?
That is the million-dollar question in automotive PR.
Right. Or does the mystery of what might be wrong actually generate more anxiety for you as a consumer than if they just flat out admitted the specific problem right from the start? Definitely something to chew on.